Israeli authorities have recorded a 25% rise in the number of homeless youth in Tel Aviv last year. That's a sharp increase from 2012. The finding is part of an annual report on the state of youth recently released by welfare organizations. The report has also spoken of worsening situation of sexual abuse among teens there. It shows a 13% rise in the number of sexual exploitations, mostly by a family member or someone they knew. The report further included grim data on other major issues concerning the youth, such as poverty, school dropouts, drug addiction, suicidal tendencies, and feelings of racism and discrimination. Joining us now is our correspondent Hanna Qaziz from Ramallah via Skype. Now, Hanna, tell us a bit more about this report and the social problems it's quite clear that youth are facing.
Well, the report mainly focuses on the social inequalities in Israel in one way or another, mostly focusing on the youth this time, with a 13% increase in sexual abuse or assault so far compared to the previous year, and a 25% increase in homelessness. Now, mostly this comes from the social inequalities inside of Tel Aviv and inside of the occupation state and how they treat the minorities that they have, whether they are Sudanese or Ethiopians or any other non-white Jewish citizen of Israel. And this will reflect also on the Palestinian plight, since most of the Israeli citizens have to serve in the army when they are 18 years old or in the occupation forces. And therefore, a lot of these problems that these youth are facing are going to end up being a Palestinian problem, since these are the same children who are going to be carrying weapons on Israeli checkpoints and serving in the occupation forces in the West Bank. Now, other observers claim that these problems, these social problems, are because a large majority of Tel Aviv's budget goes into the occupation forces, goes into weapons, goes into the forces themselves, and also goes into construction of settlements inside of the West Bank and inside of and for creating infrastructure for these illegal settlements throughout the West Bank, and also giving the subsidies to its settlers inside of the West Bank, and therefore not as much money and finances is going into the social issues on the streets of Tel Aviv and other major Israeli cities.
Well, of course, right now, a lot of the countries in the whole world are going through economic upheavals. But with regards to Israel, it does get basically cash aid from the U.S. So it is surprising to see that it's grappling with such budgeting difficulties. How has that translated, though, into policy decisions? Are we going to see any change?
Most likely not. You most likely will not see any change. Most of the monetary and financial assistance provided by Israel, by the U.S. to Israel, usually goes into weapons manufacturing, goes into so-called defense weapons, such as the Iron Drone, which shoots down missiles, and it goes down to the occupation forces themselves. In addition to the construction of what the Palestinians call the apartheid wall and other measures taken by Israel on the Gaza Strip and in the West Bank. So these finances mostly go to the so-called Israeli military needs and not to their social funding or social spending inside of the occupation state itself.
And Hanna, as the situation exacerbates in the future, can we expect to see a decline in the support for the occupation of Palestinian lands?
There is an inclination. Right now, most of the world is starting to see the racist system of Tel Aviv, whether it's by rounding up its Sudanese immigrants, the asylum seekers from Africa, and throwing them in huge jails located in the Nakheb Desert south of the country, or by injecting the same immigrants with birth control methods, or by not taking care of the Ethiopians in the streets of Tel Aviv, who are, along with the Sudanese, attacked by white Israeli Jews on a daily basis, and there has been an increase in that as well. So the world is starting to see the racism inside of Israel, whether it's towards its Arab citizens, its Ethiopian citizens, or its Sudanese citizens, and that's quickly showing on a daily basis.
Okay, our correspondent Hannah Qasiz, they're reporting from Ramallah via Skype. Hannah, thanks very much indeed.